Sam, you know the history of carpetbaggers and what took place in the state of Louisiana and so forth and so on. And I believe one of the governors was a nigger. And from what I understand from the history, he didn't last too long. But...
Well, I was talking about the type of people, you know, you drive out of the house and they'd run by and shut all the windows and wouldn't hide behind the trees.
We had nobody like that, that was suspicious. We weren't a suspicious type of person. A lot of them that had Indian in them were pretty well suspicious. They'd get under your house and try to eavesdrop on things that were being said and so forth and so on. I remember one time that I had a preacher that he was going with a woman. We wasn't nothing but kids. And this preacher, he got her pregnant, and the church tried him, and they wouldn't let any kids go to hear the trial. We crawled on the church house and heard the trial. And us old boys did. We wanted to hear what was going on. But you have a bad apple in all barrels, I reckon.
Did you ever hear the word Hoosier used about something like that?
Sometimes they call us a Hoosier. I remember one time I didn't know a lot of the words, and you didn't know names of the meaning of some of the names, but kids come up and they hear somebody make a remark. And one time a good friend of ours, but somehow or another she got on all the kids about doing something wrong, and I called her a whore. I didn't know what a whore was. Boy, my mama tore my pants off. So you'd hear those things spoken, like Hoosier and so forth, and I reckon they would call us Hoosiers. We wasn't looked on as the best because we were poor people, but you don't look at that
like
now.
In Georgia, what would they call somebody like me? Or
you ever hear the word? Georgia Cracker, they call you Georgia Cracker, or call one in Arkansas, or Razorback.
Name for a Mississippi fella, or?
Redneck. Mississippi fella, redneck. I've been called a redneck, and I've never lived in Mississippi in my life.
And, other names like, what about that old bird you used to?
Old woodpecker?
Yeah.
Red-headed peckerwood?
Yeah.
We call people them names, red-headed peckerwood. Gal or something. But just a figure of speech, I reckon. Well, that was our language. That's our terminology back then.
Not a child born to an unmarried woman.
Well, they call them bastards. And they still call them that, don't they?
Well,
an illegitimate child, I believe that's the word you would use in your language.
Huh? They ever have jesting
names
for them, like catch
cold
or
buzzed? No, we call them bastards. The Bible calls them bastards.
Mm-hmm.
And now they call them illegitimate children. All the time. You know, my teaching of the Bible, and really, I believe it's right, that if a girl and a boy have love and they have sex and they go ahead and marry, they have no sin.
I'll remember that.
That's right. The Bible says it, and that's what you have to believe.
I thought sex before marriage is not the right thing.
Well, we think so too. It's not, really. But the Bible says if they do such things, let them marry. They have no sin. So, I can't be an authority on the definition of right and wrong. Sometimes you look at it, some big philosopher say sin is sin regardless what form it's in, but